telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shocking news this afternoon of a school shooting in Madison. We are going to continue to bring you live updates here on Civic Media. We will be taking any and all press conferences being held on the Madison school shooting live here on Civic Media. So you can keep it locked here, folks. We've got you covered as best as we all possibly can in this moment of tragedy for our friends, family, and neighbors in Madison and the greater Madison community and across the state of Wisconsin. We have some cuts from the earlier press conference that was held by the chief of Madison police, but let me start with some basic information for all of you. Perhaps this, the most important bit of information. If you or a loved one need to reunify with a student from the Abundant Life Christian School, which was the site of a school shooting today, just outside of Madison, serving 390 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. That reunification site is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. Stoughton Road is the reunification site for students and parents. Again, that is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. That is where you can go to reunify if you are a parent or you are looking for a student. That is where to go. According to Chief of Police from Madison, Chief of Police Barnes, the school has been cleared. There are no students in the school. The school grounds, they are continuing to sweep the grounds and the parking lot with bomb identifying dogs. And also, according to Chief of Police in Madison Barnes, there are currently four reported deaths. That there had been some incorrect reporting earlier today that five had died. That number was incorrect when it was reported earlier. There are five confirmed dead, including the shooter. Police did not discharge their weapons. They do not believe that there is any ongoing threat anywhere within the Metropolitan Madison School District. I repeat, there is no ongoing threat to the Metropolitan Madison School District. Seven people were transported to the hospital with injuries ranging from minor to life-threatening. We have no information, and we do not about the identities of the victims or those transported to the hospital. Madison police indicating they will not be releasing names until, of course, families are notified. The school, again, has been cleared. Officers responding today at 10:57 a.m. to a report of an active shooter at Abundant Life Christian School. Again, that school is serving about 390 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. I've heard reports that nine people were injured, apparently not all requiring transportation to the hospital. Officers, again, did not fire their weapons. The Abundant Life Christian School is part of a 28-acre campus that it shares with an early childhood education center and a church. Governor Evers has been briefed, as has President Joe Biden. Governor Evers released a brief statement indicating he was closely monitoring the situation. His statement read this: "We are praying for the kids, educators, and the entire Abundant Life School community as we await more information, and we are grateful to the first responders who are working quickly to respond." Abundant Life Christian School posted a message Monday afternoon to its Facebook page asking for prayers. Quote, "Today we had an active shooter incident at ALCS. We are in the midst of following up. We will share information as we are able." End quote. Again, President Biden has been briefed. He is aware of the shooting. I am looking to see if I can get the president's statement. Been briefed. His spokesperson said this, quote, the president has been briefed on the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. Senior White House officials are in touch with local counterparts in Madison to provide support as needed. This was from Senior Deputy Press Secretary Emily Simons. I do not believe that we will be going to break once the press conference begins. We anticipate that press conference to begin at 2:30 local time. That is at the bottom of the hour today. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network bringing you breaking information about the fatal school shooting, which was first reported just before 11 a.m. in Madison, Wisconsin, at the Abundant Life Christian School. Dane County Executive has issued this statement. Melissa Agard, Dane County Executive Melissa Agard, has released a statement as well. Today, our community is reeling from the heartbreaking and senseless tragedy at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. My heart goes out to the victims, their families, the students, educators, and everyone affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence. Dane County stands united in grief with the Abundant Life Christian School community. We are committed to supporting the school, its students, and their families during this devastating time. We will continue to work closely with law enforcement and other first responders, mental health professionals, and community leaders to provide resources and care for those who need it most. No community should have to endure such a tragedy. My administration will do everything in its power to provide assistance in the face of this devastating loss. To all those grieving, please know that you are not alone. Dane County stands with you, and we are here to support you in any way possible. I've been in communication with the governor's office as well as the mayor of Madison's office, and we will continue to update the public as we know more. Again, we will bring you the next press conference scheduled to begin at the bottom of this hour. If you or anyone you know is having mental health trouble in response to this event, please, you can always contact or dial or text 988. That is a nationwide mental health crisis line. It can help if there are indications that someone may self-harm or harm others. If there is an immediate threat, again, please call 911 if there is an immediate threat. At this time, let's take a very short bit of sound. Cardi, if you can, let's take cut four. This is Chief of Police Barnes earlier, about an hour and a half ago.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, if it's a male or female, but the police department did not fire their weapons.
Are the three fatalities you mentioned, including the suspected shooter?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
So three total.
And then are the seven that was transported, are the three fatalities within that seven or addition to them?
Yes, within that seven.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you. Was the shooter a student at the school?
We believe the shooter was a student at the school, yes.
What can you tell us about the status of the other transports?
We know that they range from minor injuries to life-threatening. I know that's a huge, spectrum, but that's what we know now. And so we need everyone, again, to send your thoughts and your prayers out to them. One thing I do know is that we have some of the best medical care in the country here in Madison.
Folks, that was Madison Chief of Police Barnes addressing the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Let's also take, if we can, cut three, please.
Where parents, guardians, loved ones, and grandparents wanted to get information about their loved ones, and we wanted to make sure that they were unified immediately. So we were doing more than one thing at one time. We're still going through methodically clearing that school, clearing every vehicle, and making certain that there's no other threats to this community, which we believe there are none. We immediately alerted our mayor's office, and I've been on the phone with her and her office constantly. We also alerted Madison schools. We put the schools on lockdown, but there is no threats to the MMSD schools at this time. But we wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence in this particular case. again, we're still going through collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country.
Indeed, a sad day for our entire Wisconsin community, and yet another heartbreaking day for our country. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're bringing you up-to-the-minute reporting on the school shooting that occurred just outside of Madison, Wisconsin, earlier today at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'm now seeing conflicting reports about the number of dead. NBC confirming 2 killed and 6 injured. Earlier reports said 5 people had been killed. Again, I don't want to provide any information that is incorrect. I had heard confirmation that 4 had been 4 people had been killed, including the shooter, who is believed to be a student, a former student at the Abundant Life Christian School. We're going to be carrying the press conference, which is expected at 2:30. It is coming from fire station number 14 at 3201 Dairy Drive. We do have, I believe, reporters on scene there, as well as at the reunification location. If you have friends or loved ones who may be students or staff at the Abundant Life Christian School and you need to meet up with them, that reunification site, again, is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will continue to bring you breaking coverage on the fatal school shooting occurring this morning at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. Please stay tuned. More in just a moment.